So we're dabbling in fat math, which is the justification, the mental gymnastics we all do to make it okay to eat something that you know probably isn't the best choice.
Yeah.
And then we're going to shift to fat poker and see who can offer up the biggest hand. But I didn't know there were special, maybe you guys knew this, there's special fat math for different careers. Example, there are special fat math rules for teachers, this text from Tennessee says. Coffee shop calories don't count for teachers on the first or last day of school, the day before or after any break of at least 3 days, or on any parent conference day, testing day, or 50% of Mondays or Fridays.
That's a lot, but yeah. I'm in support of that.
I couldn't support it more.
And by coffee, she means gin.
Yes. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it.
Yeah, teachers have it hard enough.
Yeah. All right, let's play a round of fat poker. From Albany, this is what I had yesterday. 10 deviled egg eyeballs, black garlic-infused cheese puffs.
Yum.
Black and orange tortillas with lobster dip entrails. Pepperoni pizza skulls, half a veggie and cheese slug roll, and graveyard brownies, plus a lot of candy during the day.
That's pretty good.
I love that your fat poker was all very Halloween themed.
Yeah, I had pepperoni pizza skulls last night for dinner, too.
I didn't know that was a thing until Maitland told me about them yesterday.
10 deviled eggs?
Uh-uh.
10 eggs?
That's a lot of farts, right?
That's a lot of eggs. That's, yeah.
I mean, it's 5 eggs because a deviled egg is half. But it's still a lot.
It's still a lot.
But I could smash 10 deviled eggs for sure. No problem. I love the thing.
Yeah, me too.
Man.
Here's my fat poker yesterday. A half gallon of ice cream and a large pizza. That's what I had.
A large pizza and a half gallon?
That's a lot.
Damn. That's a lot of fat.
Over the course of a whole day, though.
You fat, fat, fat ass!
Oh, this is the way fat poker is supposed to work, right here.
All right.
This is it. Fat poker. We made macaroni and cheese with hot dogs on buns for the kids. I wasn't feeling the mac and dogs, so I cooked up a frozen pizza, some honey batter chicken, and some taquitos. I ended up grazing on the macaroni and ate a couple of hot dogs with kraut. Later that evening, my neighbor came over with baked goods. I had a cupcake, 2 brownies, and a blueberry turnover. Yeah, my gut hates me today, but I believe I'm the winner of Fat Poker.
That's a bad assortment. Yeah, it's not even, the quantity as much as the items together. Once you throw kraut into the mix. And then cake. Kraut and cake.
Tell me if this counts as fat poker. This person wrote, I played fat poker. I ate 4.5 pounds of saltwater taffy in 48 hours.
Oh, man. God, oh my stomach.
Good
hurts.
Lord.
I mean, it's over 2 pounds per day.
Your toilet's going to look like a taffy pull.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, my God.
It's nothing's ever going to come out.
Right. No, but when it does, it's going to look like that that video of that bear we just saw that was releasing the tapeworms. Remember that?
Oh, gross. Yes.
Real gross. Gosh. It'll look like you. You're trying to poop out a parachute.
My 14-year-old son was challenged and bet $30 he couldn't eat a local bar and grill's double monster cheeseburger. He did it, and his friends paid him. Afterwards, the bar told him he could have all the free chicken wings he wanted. They will not challenge teenage boys to eating contests again because he ate so many of their wings.
No. Yeah, teenage boys are outrageous what they can eat.
Yeah, just garbage disposals.
Yeah. I weighed 8 pounds and I could eat an ungodly amount at that age.
That's brutal.
Mm. Awesome.
1-800-947-3979. What is your fat poker? And nobody did fat poker. Well, Kelly, you did yesterday.
Oh, my God. I was so fat yesterday.
What did you have?
I started the day off with a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. And
it's a slippery slope. We all did that.
Oh, man. And so then I just decided to go downhill the rest of the day. I went out for lunch and got a sushi roll, as well as miso soup, tuna with jalapeno appetizer, and octopus dumpling appetizer as well.
Those are all fancy. So to me, those don't count.
Yeah, those are healthy.
And then I had to go grocery shopping so I could prepare for the shenanigans Maitland and I got into last night, and I probably had like 10 or 15 Snickers, like the little ones.
Yeah.
And then I had at least a wheel of brie cheese and about 50 crackers, a whole bunch of different nuts and dried fruits. And then we ordered pizza, and we ordered three pizzas for five of us, and we finished it. I don't feel well. I don't feel good. And it's about seven bottles of wine.
You actually
and you just ate a meal.
Yeah, I did. And I needed it. Isn't that terrible? I needed food after yesterday.
Do you think you feel worse because of, it's impossible to separate, I know, but booze or food? Which do you think is causing, like, give a percentage to your food hangover and your booze hangover.
Booze hangover is at 70%.
Okay.
Food hangover is the other 30. For sure.
So it's a booze hangover, not a foos hangover.
Yeah, and like the food hangover generally will hit me early in the morning or in the middle of the night, and I just kind of get rid of it, if you know what I mean. And then I can cure it by eating more food.
Yeah.
But with the hangover from alcohol, it is much harder to cure.
That red wine you were hitting yesterday?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, boy, yeah.
You know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that'll headache you out for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worth it.
I have a North Central Indiana poker hand that's about to be played from Kokomo that no one else will be able to beat. This is it. Lay down your cards, push all your chips in, and give them to this person because it's over. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Yesterday, I had four oranges for breakfast. That's a lot of oranges.
That's a
but
lot
it,
of oranges.
The little ones? Yeah. Like the little
doesn't say.
I would assume
Clementine
it
type.
Has to be the Clementine ones. Yeah. I mean, if those are full, like nasal oranges.
I could easily do four of them. If it's
a little you know, guys.
If, yeah, and if yeah. they're nice and sweet, oh, man.
Yeah.
After I left home, I decided to grab breakfast at McDonald's. Three bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits and three hash browns.
All for you?
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Throughout the day, I had three 44-ounce Dr. Peppers.
Wow.
Damn. Then for dinner, I ate a medium Domino's pizza, 16 of their Parmesan bread bites, and the five cheese dip.
Well, good thing that you stuck with the medium pizza and didn't go crazy.
You don't want to be stupid about it.
I washed it down with two Hershey bars and a bag of Pillsbury soft chocolate chip cookies. That's my fat poker.
Oh my God. That is fat.
That's pretty.
That is
I need
good.
To know.
I hope you're unless you're an active Olympian, you're going to die soon.
Yeah, I want to know their stats. Height, weight,
yes.
age.
How much activity they do on a daily basis. Yeah, their age.
From Wisconsin, I had a 12-pack of tacos from Taco Bell. An hour later, I warmed up a frozen pizza and two breadsticks. And for a snack later, I had a full bag of hot Cheetos and fruit-by-the-foot snacks.
Gross. You're an adult and you chose fruit-by-the-foot?
Ugh. Let's see. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be hard to beat.
That one?
Pizza, oh, garlic that. Bites, four that, oranges.
That was a lot.
This person, five hot dogs yesterday, a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, family size, pork chop, one Kit Kat bar, three Musketeers, so nine Musketeers altogether,
yeah.
A Twix, the cartilage off three chicken thighs.
Oh, gross.
Oh, gross.
That is one of the grossest lines I've ever seen
you
in
have
my
to
life.
Say that.
And then a 12-pack of Natty Light.
That'll wash it down by sucking the marrow out of a T-bone.
Natty Light of all the beers. It's just pee water.
Okay. Would you rather, Kelly, eat the cartilage off chicken thighs or have a 12-pack of Natty Light?
12-pack of Natty Light. I've
yeah,
never
no
eaten
question.
Chicken again in my life.
That was, yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't want to eat cartilage.
No. No. Boneless breasts, nothing but. Thank you.
Maitland, would you eat cartilage off a chicken thigh?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Can you think about it for a second?
I don't want to.
Okay.
What animal would you want the cartilage from?
I don't know. A whale?
Whale cartilage? At least it's harder to get.
Yeah, that's really hard to get. Apparently, it's pretty good. And there used to be on the Fairly Odd Parents on Nickelodeon, they would eat blubber nuggets. That sounds fun.
Okay. I mean, it is. It's got a great name. It's fun to say.
I'll bet y'all have had bone marrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like at a fancy restaurant, like a steak joint or whatever?
No.
Bone marrow?
No. That's good.
I've heard it's great.
What do you, like, bring it
in? It tastes like number three.
A cup?
You're into that.
Is it a, What is the consistency of it?
Like number three. I'm
so
not
it's
kidding.
Like full on.
It's full on number three.
When I saw it, it was served like on like a bone that had been cut in half.
Yep.
And you slurped it out like oysters or clams.
No. Yep.
Gross. Is that right?
You can spread it on bread too. I really enjoy it. But yeah, the first time I tried it, I was like, wow, God, what is this? And my roommate was like, I know, you got to get used to it. But I mean, as long as the flavors are done right, if it's just plain, it's going to taste like straight up number three. But if it's done right, it's really good. It's almost like a gel, like a jelly.
I don't like that consistency in any way, shape or form.
I don't want any food that I have to get used to.
It looked like you could slurp it and a big chunk would be in your mouth with a thin chunk in the middle and a big chunk hitting your chin.
Oh, that's really gross.
Right?
Yeah.
They tried to tell me it tastes just like steak. They were messing with me, weren't they?
Well, if it's done right, no, it does. It tastes like steak jelly.
No, steak tastes like steak.
Steak jelly.
I had a 16-ounce tomahawk steak on the way at the time that they were trying to get me to eat it. And I'm like, I'll just go ahead and wait for the tomahawk because I'm certain that's going to taste like steak too. Mm-hmm. More bread, please, for this child from the farm.
I feel like that's like the whole marrow thing. That's just a scam that restaurants do so they can milk you for a couple more bucks.
Yeah, it's the part that no one wanted. Yeah. It's just leftover. Like, I bet we can sell this to people.
And suddenly now it's a delicacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
It's like lobsters.
It's something that's good and sold at high-end restaurants because no one else would want to eat it, right? If it was really good, McDonald's would fry it. That's what I know.